Insight Partners Africa brings you a two-day comprehensive IFRS 2019 workshop. The IFRS 2019 workshop provides you key updates on major changes and financial reporting requirements to accounting standards that you should be aware of. The IFRS 2019 workshop will be held at the Radisson Blue Hotel on the 8th and 9th of August 2019. Deadline for registration and payments is 31st July 2019. The facilitator, Mr. Hanson Goma, has over 20 years practical experience in training and development. To register, contact Mukonki on 0977-445-604 or 0211-297-050. IFRS, accounting standards you should be aware of.
The decision-making process is one of the most critical processes in your business. On today's episode of the Ndalama Insights, we are going to look at the topic, how to make decisions in your business. I'm Herbert Mutabi. Thank you so much for joining us. In the studio, I am with my regular guest from Insight Partners Africa, Mukonki Mukonkela. Welcome to the show, Mukonki. How are you?
I'm fine, Herbert. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Today is month end. What decisions are you making? I know we are getting that.
We'll discuss in the corridors.
Okay.
We hear a lot of people talking about decisions, how to make decisions in life and so on. If I may ask, what is the importance of decision making in a business?
So decision making is extremely important in business because the choices or decisions you make determine whether your business can survive or not. Running a business requires the ability or requires you to make good decisions in order for your business to survive. One wrong choice can affect the entire company. And you see that where your business is at the moment is because of decisions that you made in the past. And where it's going to be in the next 1, 2, or even 3 years also depends on the kinds of decisions that you're going to take today. So it's extremely important for business people to make good decisions if they are to ensure that their business can survive.
What kind of decisions do business people make?
So generally, there are like four common decisions, or they fall under these brackets that business people make, decisions business people make. One of them is the financing decision. And this is quite common. This is a decision that most business owners face. So this is a decision about where do we find money from, or what kind of funding do we need to grow our business and where do we get it from? So that is one decision, the financing decision. The second one is strategic decisions. We see that strategic decisions are those decisions that look at the long-term survival of your business or strategies that you've implemented in your business. And one example I can give is the decision maybe to partner with somebody. This is a strategic decision that requires you to look at a lot of considerations in terms of risk, because if you take a wrong decision and choose a wrong partner, you are faced with a huge risk of maybe your business failing or you starting from scratch because you took a wrong decision. And the third decision...
Now, before you get to the third decision, let me just take you back to the first decision you looked at, which is financial. There's a point where one might want to seek the services of accountants for expert insight. Is this where you come in as Insight Partners?
Of course, this is where we come in. But as you are going to discover later on in my discussion, decisions are normally... you need to take decisions as a business owner yourself or as a management team. Of course, you can get advice from professional advisors. That is something you could consider. But at the end of the day, you are the one to make your own decision.
Let's move on to point number three.
So the third point in terms of the kinds of decisions that businesses take is manpower or human resource. Business owners make decisions in this area with regards to what kind of people they need to employ in their business. And this is a very important decision to make because the ability of your business to grow depends on the kinds of people that are helping you grow that business. So you need to spend enough time in ensuring you make the best decisions for your business when you are recruiting. And then finally, operational decisions. These are decisions about how the business is actually run. And it doesn't just include administrative things, but also includes things like, who are your suppliers? Are they the right suppliers for your business? Your distribution channels for your products. And also things like determining your sales revenues and operational costs that ensure that your business is operating on a sustainable level. So these four are the kinds of decisions that are common to most businesses.
You're listening to Ndalama Insights radio program on ZNBC Radio 4. Just now, we take a short break. We'll be right back shortly. Stay tuned.
Insight Partners Africa brings you a two-day comprehensive IFRS 2019 workshop. The IFRS 2019 workshop provides you key updates on major changes and financial reporting requirements to accounting standards that you should be aware of. The IFRS 2019 workshop will be held at the Radisson Blue Hotel on the 8th and 9th of August 2019. Deadline for registration and payments is 31st July 2019. The facilitator, Mr. Hanson Goma, has over 20 years practical experience in training and development. To register, contact Mukonki on 0977-445-604 or 0211-297-050. IFRS, accounting standards you should be aware of.
Welcome back to the show. Given the importance of a good decision making, what can business owners do to improve the quality and consistency of their decisions?
So, making decisions is really about asking questions and asking the right questions and finding the best solution to the problem that you've identified. I'm going to talk about six steps that you can take in business when you're trying to make a decision. And the most important step is actually the first question you ask yourself, which is, what is the decision that you need to make? You need to be very clear what you are deciding on. So what decision are you making? Because if you are clear about what the decision or the problem you are trying to solve is, then you are also going to be clear about the solutions that you are going to find. So the first step is identifying the problem by asking yourself, what is the decision that needs to be made here? So having asked yourself that question, you can then move on to the second thing, which is identifying alternatives. And here you need to have relevant information to support the alternatives that can help you solve that problem. The third one is, you need to have evidence. You need to have enough information to support that decision. And when it comes to having enough evidence, for me, it takes me back to looking at your reports. So for example, if you want to make a decision to cut on costs in your company, is that backed up by actual performance to show that your costs have really increased? Because then you get that from your finance report to say, okay, when we budgeted to spend this amount of money, maybe on travel and accommodation, but we are now spending more than we had budgeted. So that is backed up by evidence. So that when you take the decision to reduce expenditure in that line, you have evidence that supports that decision to control your expense. So whatever decision you are trying to make, you need to ensure that you have evidence to support the decision that you are making. And then thirdly, you need to choose among the alternatives. So having selected different alternatives to sort the problem, you need to choose one alternative that is best suited to you achieving or sorting that problem that you've identified. And you need to consider different alternatives and pick the best decision in terms of solving that problem. And then fifth, you need to take action. It's not just good enough for you to go through this process and get all the information and not take action by acting on your decision. You need to act on that decision and develop a plan so that you can achieve or you can solve that problem that you've identified. And finally, you need to review your decision. After a predetermined amount of time, which you've listed in your plan, because your plan should be very clear and it should have deadlines, after some time, you need to come back and actually check whether the solution that you had identified to your problem is actually working. And if it's not working, you need to go back and restart the decision-making process again and learn from the mistakes that you had made along the way. So these are the six steps you can take when it comes to making important decisions in your business.
There are a few common mistakes people make during the decision-making process that could result in a poor choice. What are some common mistakes people make when coming up with decisions?
So I'll talk about two mistakes that people make. You see that nowadays there's actually a lot of information that is available, and this is because of social media. We have platforms like Twitter, we've got Facebook, we've got YouTube, and information is constantly flowing in. You even have Google search, so there's a lot of places where you can get a lot of information. Now, what happens is with more information on your fingertips, it means that you have more questions to ask yourself. And sometimes this can lead to information overload, which can actually leave you very confused and you'll be unable to make decisions. Access to information is meant to help you have enough data to back up your decision. But if you have too much access to it, it's actually going to leave you very confused and with a lot more questions, and you'll be unable to actually make the decision. So in as much as you have access to all this information, you need to make sure that you can just access as the relevant information, and you need to ensure that it's from a correct source, a source that you can verify to be accurate, because in as much as there's information out there, some information is actually very inaccurate. So just get enough and move on to the next stage in terms of making your decision, instead of wasting too much time trying to accumulate as much information as you can. Another mistake is actually not trusting your own judgment when you're trying to make decisions. You see, oftentimes people either over or underestimate the value of information that they receive from others. You mentioned, Herbert, to say professionals, a lot of people actually depend on professionals in terms of, or experts in terms of making decisions. But something you need to realize is that no one can make a decision for you. So instead of letting other people influence you away from the decision that you have to make, you need to keep their opinions or suggestions into perspective. And what this means is you can take their insight, but it doesn't mean that you should go with what they are telling you, because at the end of the day, they are also humans. Experts are also humans just like you. And if you can listen to them and take their opinions, but it doesn't mean that your judgment or your decision should depend on what they are telling you. At the end of the day, it's you to take the decision, having considered all options. So these are some of the mistakes that people make, relying too much on so-called experts, and also information overload. Yeah.
As we conclude the program, what is the one thing to take away when making decisions?
I think you need to be very clear what the problem is that you're trying to solve from the beginning. This decision that you're taking, what problem are you solving? And you need to back your decision by evidence. So I gave an example of, if you want to reduce costs in your business, is there evidence to show that costs have really gone up? And you need to have that evidence in form of report or information, and then take the decision. So these are things that you can do.
I know you have a special Facebook group for listeners of the Ndalama Insights. Tell us more about this group and how does the listener join?
So this group, you see, I don't want you, the listener, to just be a listener. I want you to be part of this community so that we can also hear your views and you can also share your insights with us. Through your comments on the Facebook group, we can actually share those comments on the program, and your contribution is definitely valuable. So rather than just being a listener, you can also be an active participant on the show, and that can only be done one way, is through the joining the Facebook group. So a decision you can make right now is actually to join the Facebook group. You can join by going to Insight Partners Africa's Facebook page, and then you'll find a button that says join group, and you're going to join a network of regular listeners to the Ndalama Insights radio show, and you can start engaging and being part of this program.
I'm sure someone with that said they've made up their mind to be part of the Facebook for Ndalama Insights radio network group. And thank you for making that great decision. Mkonki would like to thank you so much And thank you to you, our wonderful listener out there. Join us again on a Tuesday, 6th August 2019, as we discuss the topic, Effective Debt Management Course Overview, at 07:20 hours. On behalf of my guest, I'm Herbert Mutabi. Thank you for listening.
Inside Partners Africa brings you a two-day comprehensive IFRS 2019 workshop. The IFRS 2019 workshop provides you key updates on major changes and financial reporting requirements to accounting standards that you should be aware of. The IFRS 2019 workshop will be held at the Radisson Blue Hotel on the 8th and 9th of August 2019. Deadline for registration and payments is 31st July 2019. The facilitator, Mr. Hanson Goma, has over 20 years practical experience in training and development. To register, contact Mukonki on 0977-445-604 or 0211-297-050. IFRS, accounting standards you should be aware of. Off.